I'm going to call a special meeting of WPCA and infrastructure to order at 6:32 on December 28th. And we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation under God,
indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Okay, and for the record, let's show that from the WPCA, Jack Walsh, Bob Miani, and Kelly Curtis are here giving a quorum to the WPCA. And from infrastructure, Kelly Curtis and Rick Bartholomew are here giving a quorum for the infrastructure committee as well. That's the roll call. Public portion, is there anyone from the public that wishes to address the committee? Going once, second time, third time. Could I have a motion to close the public portion?
Motion to close.
Do we hear a second?
Second.
All is in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay, so we'll get right to the heart of the business. And this first item is left over from September. It was never included on the agenda. But if you recall, we paid the bills for legal services and bond services then. Let me see if somebody else is coming in here. Hang on a second.
Okay.
No, I thought somebody else was trying to log on. Okay, and this bill that you see here, hopefully everyone can see it from Pullman and Comley. Can everyone see it?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, that bill should have been on the agenda in September. It wasn't. And, you know, we've checked it. It is a legitimate bill. It was for their services related to the bond issuance. So I would need a motion. And since both committees are here, the same group, either one. So I would just ask for one motion from the combined committee to pay this bill from Pullman and Comley. This is from bond proceeds.
Motion to pay.
All right, Kelly, do I hear a second?
Second.
Bob? Okay, any further discussion? Hearing none, all is in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? All right, let the record show that all members of both committees voted to approve the payment. All right, the second item on the agenda, I'll explain this a little bit. The DOT has billed the city of Derby for, I think the total was $3 million. I forget what it was now. I don't know if it's on here. Yeah, $3,128,000 for the city's portion of the Route 34 project. These are considered non-participating costs by DOT. And of that amount, actually, it's not on here. All right, give me a second. I'm going to go find it. Of that amount, our share is $2,800,000. Give me a second. I've got to find it now. I thought it was on there. Take me a minute here. Normally, it's up on the screen in advance.
Jack, it's on the back side of the state sheet, the one that came from the state of Connecticut.
Yeah, I've got to find that.
Okay, back page of that.
I don't have a back page. I know it's got to be here somewhere.
That's right.
Done. Yeah, PAL attachment, letter, what is it? Letter F.
Yeah, it's 2 million.
Rick, 801,560.
All right, could you say that again for the record?
$2,801,560. That's for contract items and contingencies for the sanitary sewer.
Right. And prior to us meeting, I asked both DeCarlo and Dow and Wesson and Sampson to review what the city had been presented. for the actual breakout of costs, and both agreed that these are legitimate costs to the city. But again, we need to approve our portion at $2,800,000 so that the city can send the check. And once the city sends the check and the state receives it, then they will sign the contract for the actual construction. So this is good news for everybody because it means that there'll be shovels in the ground by April on this project, but they want their money up front. We have budgeted for it. It was part of what was presented at the referendum. In fact, we're saving a little bit, but it's a legitimate cost, and I would ask for a motion to approve the payment.
I'll make the motion. We approve the payment.
Okay. Do I hear a second?
I'll second that.
All right, Kelly, further discussion.
Eckert, I thought I read something in here.
Bob, you have a question?
Yeah, I read in this information here that the federal government was paying 80%, the state 20%. And something about because the price came in above the projected bid amount, the city is come up with the difference, it sounds like.
No, not quite, but possibly an interpretation. These costs, the $2,800,000 plus the other amount to get to the $303 million, whatever it is, are considered non-participating costs. What they mean by that is that the work that they're doing on the sewers, that's not part of their project. That's our cost. So that's where the $2,800,000 comes from. And the same thing with the additional fees that they're charged to the city. So we had already budgeted for these. Those are in the cost of the referendum. So this is not any additional cost to us other than what we had already budgeted for this project. Actually budgeted at the time of the referendum.
It's G. Underneath, does Factory Street upgrades. Now, who's paying that? Public Works? Or is that going to come back at us later? Do you know?
The city is paying that part. The city's paying for the Factory Street part. We're paying for the city part.
Okay, understood.
Okay, yeah, again, we're not paying anything but what is in our referendum project.
Okay. All
right. Any further questions? Those are all good questions. All good
questions. Jack, are you saying... Or are they saying, I guess, that they weren't going to pay for any sewer costs on Route 34? Had we really tied into the existing line that went down into the development area, we would never had any costs there, right?
Right. We're paying for what we had, you know, at the time of the referendum, they knew this work had to be done along Main Street and Route 34. Okay. And that's what we're paying for. Our savings still come in, though, because it's being done at the same time that the state is digging up the streets. So we're saving by, instead of them doing the work and then us coming back and opening the street again, it's all being done at once. So we do get a savings there, but they still consider that non-participating because that's not what their project was about. Their project was about redesigning the streets.
Something doesn't add up to me, but I guess you just want to let it go. But when that was discussed, we were supposed to be paying for any increased size in piping. They had piping for sewer line. They're digging up the road. They're going to replace what's ever there. There was a sewer line in the Main Street. But since we were going to tie in with the pump station, and we had to go to a larger pipe. And we're supposed to pay the difference between whatever was a 10-inch pipe to a 12-inch or a 12 to 14. That was a good differential we were supposed to pay. Sounded like a home run. Now it sounds like we just struck out.
No,
we're paying for the whole pipeline.
No, if you go back and you look at the estimate that was in the referendum for this total project, we're still saving. Okay, and again, I asked DeCarlo and Dowell. Well, and Weston and Sampson to go back and review it and make sure it's correct.
But it's coming out of the bid bond, we're saying, right?
Yeah, this is not coming out of WPCA budget.
Okay, but we're just forfeiting that money from the bid bond, because that, to me, that's not what the original game plan was. But anyway, I don't have any documentation here. I don't know. And I'm sure we don't have any reference to the previous meeting. So we're talking like 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Well, the referendum was 2014.
Yeah, but the referendum did not. The referendum was to run. You recall the referendum was to run a 10-inch line. We had a 10-inch line originally down Roosevelt Drive, went across, went down First Street into the redevelopment area and to the plant. And once we found that we didn't have to change that line, if we had left it as it was, you know, we wouldn't be involved with Main Street. But since it was a convenient place to tie in at the bridge there, we tied into the main lines and got rid of that line. Forget the line that's going down through First Street.
Yeah, there is no line.
That was our option, yeah. You know. And when we presented that to DeCarlo and Dowell, we had to come up with the difference in cost of the pipe. The difference now, not the entire pipe. But anyway, will you ever get anybody to admit that today? I don't know. Somewhere along the line, that's in writing.
I can't answer for that. I can only answer that, you know.
No, you weren't involved with
that. No, I wasn't. Right. It was before my time. It was before my time, before Kelly's time too.
I think it was.
But you know, we're at the stage now where, again, this does work for us. You know, it does save us money from the original referendum.
Yeah.
And the project is going to get done. I mean, again, you know my feelings about this whole thing. The referendum was passed in 2014. This whole thing should be done by now. And Main Street, how long have we been talking about Main Street?
Yeah, that's another subject.
Yeah.
Whether we pay for it or, you know, at this point, I guess we don't have a choice. I'm just bringing it up.
Yeah.
And too bad we don't have the ability to go back into files other than the tape recorder, and that's useless. You'll never find anything in there.
Well, okay.
Rick might have been on the board then, though, because Rick was on WPCA back in 2014, somewhere, right?
Yeah, but I was always under the impression we were paying for it. It's just, and this, by them doing the road and us waiting for them to do the road, we wouldn't have to pave, which was going to save us several hundred thousand dollars. I don't remember that, because that's why we had. How much did we have in the referendum for this? Had to be over $3 million.
It was well over $3 million.
So we had planned on spending it.
We haven't always gotten those reports in a timely fashion that we should have been getting. I don't want to get started on that soapbox again, but again, it's what we're paying now is less than what was budgeted in the referendum.
Yeah.
And it will meet all our needs as we're planned at the beginning. It may be meeting them differently than originally envisioned, but I don't know what more to say. All right, any further discussion?
No.
And again, we're both together on this, I think.
Yeah.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? All right, again, let the record show that it was a unanimous vote on both committees to proceed with the payment to DOT for the Route 34 Main Street project. Okay, anything else to come before the committee tonight? Joint meeting?
No.
All right, so I think an order to adjourn would be in order.
I'll let Kelly make it. He's been waiting.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay. Do I hear a second?
Second it.
Second by Rick. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? All right. I wish everyone a happy new year. We'll report to the city treasurer and the finance director. And this check should be in the mail to the state before the end of the year. so that that shovel will be in the ground by April. Thank
Wonderful.
You.
When I see it. All right. Take care.
Right. Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year, all.
Bye bye.
Back to this recording.
Yeah, that's in there. Hmm?